Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette-Journal, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest, Pat Hickey of Reno, he's the Assembly Minority Leader in the Nevada Legislature, and on our pundit panel today, we have Sean McGinnis and Robin Reedy. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today, of course, is Assembly Minority Leader Pat Hickey of Reno, a Republican. How are you today,
Fine. Mr. Hickey? Fine. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year soon.
Same to you. Let's talk with some of your proposals for the 2013 legislature. One of the things that you're talking about is ethics and transparency in government. And two of the bills that you're proposing is a two-year cooling off period before a former lawmaker can become a lobbyist. And then also you want to take a look at former lawmakers who keep campaign funds open, kind of like a slush fund for other members of their party. If we could take maybe the cooling off period first.
Well, I think the public is concerned when a very powerful person, i.e. say a former speaker or Senate majority leader, could leave that post for whatever reason, term limits or whatever, and the very next session go in and lobby the colleagues that he or she had previously worked with. I think the respect afforded a former speaker is something that doesn't translate appropriately into, I think it would translate into having an undue influence upon the members. So okay. I think a cooling off period is right. Otherwise, do you make decisions in your last term that parlay into your lobbying business that somehow give you an advantage over others.
Okay, now, who's some of the, can you name some names of people who have done this?
Well, I you know, again, it's a free country, and people, of course, have lobbied. Two former speakers, Richard Perkins and Barbara Buckley, are doing that, and that's fine. My bill would simply say there should be a cooling-off period that so that persons don't walk out of arguably the most powerful position in the legislature in the next term, have sway over people that they got elected, that are beholden to them, or whatever. I just think it's a good practice to not have an overlapping of politics and lobbying.
Okay, and of course there's a federal law that this would mirror if it was passed.
Right.
Now talk about the slush fund. When we've talked about this before, you mentioned former Speaker Barbara Buckley has kept her campaign open. Of course, Sheila Leslie has donated to that campaign to help keep it open. Do you see this as an issue too?
Well, I do think it's problematic, and I don't mean just to be picking on Democrats, although I've been accused of that. It just so happens they've been in leadership for the most part of the last 20 or 30 years, so naturally they end up leaving positions that were more powerful than their Republican counterparts. So, but it could go either way. When you have, again, a former speaker who then becomes a lobbyist and is involved in receiving a lot of state support for some of the activities that her legal aid society is involved in, is able to keep a campaign account open of monies that were given to her as an elected person, as speaker, not using those monies, but keeping those through a loophole in the law open and doling them out to members of her former party primarily, or almost exclusively, as far as I can tell. I think that does become a slush fund, and again, I think that's an undue influence that shouldn't be there.
Okay, but you know, there has been some speculation, not based in fact, but that maybe Barbara Buckley might run for lieutenant governor, and maybe that's why she's keeping that open. That's something I guess we're just going to have to wait and see. Let me ask you about this, changing the subject a little bit. You are the only caucus leader from Northern Nevada in the legislature. Do you see any north-south split in this legislature, especially dealing with the new proposed funding system for the university, which would be weighted in Southern Nevada's favor?
Well, I was a part of the committee that debated that new funding formula, and I think there was an effort statewide of people to try to behave like state lawmakers. Now, I'm willing to acknowledge certain new realities. The South has grown faster and larger than the North has, so I don't think there'll naturally be some conflicts there. I hope not from the North. I certainly don't view things that way. On the other hand, the University of Nevada at Reno will make its case, and UNLV will make its. And a big influence there are the rurals, and somehow they're getting lost in the mix. And Great Basin College and Western Nevada College have probably been hurt as much by the new formula, and there's a hope that there'll be some mitigating monies to make things palatable for them as we move forward.
Okay, well, one factor in this is that Marcus Conklin, assemblyman from Las Vegas, he was to be the next speaker, and he was going to carry the water for UNLV on this issue. Now, of course, he lost his election. How does that impact this whole discussion?
Well, I'm not sure that it does. I think UNLV will still have their same wants and needs, as will UNR. Our job as state lawmakers, again, are to balance those needs, to come up with a fair funding formula. That was our charge, not to find one that makes up for things in the past or does something for one university or one part of the system over another. We were to find a fair formula, and we still have to debate and agree upon that in the next session. The recommendations of that committee haven't been enacted yet.
Okay, Pat, we got to take a break right here. When we come back, I want to talk to you about tax reform and the implications there. We'll be right back with Assembly Minority Leader Pat Hickey of Reno after these few messages.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada is a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. The guest today is Pat Hickey. He's the Assembly Minority Leader from Reno. Now, Pat, you mentioned that maybe on day two of the upcoming legislature, the Senate Assembly Taxation Committees will meet in a joint session and discuss any possible tax reform. And you said that many Republicans or some Republicans like yourself would be open to listen to some kind of tax reform as long as the Democrats would listen to some of your issues, specifically construction defect legislation. Could you maybe expand on that?
Well, you know, the premise of the discussion, and the Democratic leadership has said from day two, we're going to have this discussion on the taxation committee about the various proposals for restructuring revenue neutral wise or other the taxes. We're going to talk about all the taxes that they brought up last time will be talked about and debated this time publicly, which I think is good. What I've said as Republicans, if you want us to come to the table and deal reasonably and fairly, as I think everyone is asking for, then you've got to be just as reasonable on your side to deal with some of the issues that are equally important to us, whether they be construction defect reform, whether they be reforms to education that have been somewhat stymied by the unions and the collective bargaining law. In other words, making some tweaks in there in some of the evergreen clauses and others. There are some prevailing wage issues and other issues as well that may come up. Co-pays for Medicaid, which is something I've brought up and discussed. We'll want an equal seat at that table if we're going to have a serious discussion about restructuring the state's tax system.
Okay, this construction defects legislation, it's been, you know, it's something that Republicans have wanted and something that Democrats have really put up a stone wall to block. What is the rub here? Is it the fees that are paid to attorneys in these cases, much like maybe the medical malpractice issue that the legislature took in special session back in 2002?
Well, you know, the state Senate passed, and it was a democratically sponsored bill under Terry Kerr, a bill that would have reformed and taken away the ability of trial lawyers to get a whole bunch of money up front. You know, the problem with these things is they never go to trial. The defects, and there are some, of course, never get fixed. The homeowners themselves or the homeowner associations get a very small or a pittance amount of money with respect to these things. The trial lawyers make bank. Premiums for insurances for construction firms and others have just gone through the roof as a result of the way this law has been implemented. And so we have a construction industry that's been deeply hurt by this, which, oh, by the way, affects our economy in significant ways.
Okay. Now, of course, all the candidates who were elected to the legislature, of course, they went door to door talking to voters during the campaign. And what a lot of them told me, of course, people talked about education, they talked about job creation, but one of the things they also talked about is the lawmakers from both parties getting along, maybe not having so much of a divide between Democrats and Republicans. Is this a Pollyannish approach, or do you think this can really happen?
Well, I think the public is sick and tired of the bickering, the gridlock, the inaction they see in Washington, D.C. especially. And I think we understand that. You get that talking with people. That they're sick of the you're a liar, no, you're a liar kind of thing that went on during the campaign season. So, yes, I think we should set a different tone. I think the Democrat leadership, especially in the person of Marilyn Kirkpatrick, is in fact doing that. And so we feel like we can talk openly, that she'll be fair, that she will deal. We recognize we're in the minority, but as Sheila Leslie said to you recently, who lost in a narrow election, there is still 50% almost, or in our case in Democratic and Republican Assembly races, where maybe we got 48% of the vote and someone got 52%. There's still a large segment of the population that's represented by both parties, and we have to find a way where there is middle ground to try to find it.
Okay, now you mentioned Marilyn Kirkpatrick of Las Vegas is the new speaker. Doesn't this help Republicans? Because before she was, before Conklin lost, you know, Republicans were telling me, hey, we would really like it if somehow Marilyn Kirkpatrick was the speaker and not Marcus Conklin. We think it would be better for everyone. Maybe if you could explain
that. Well, I answered that question on the very first day I was the new assembly leader when you asked me who would we prefer.
Right.
I had no idea that she was in fact going to be speaker. I didn't even know Wes Dunklin, who subsequently defeated Marcus Conklin at the time. But yes, Marilyn has had a history, at least from the standpoint of Republicans, of being fair, of being open-minded, and being more policy than partisan oriented.
Okay, one last question. Governor Sandoval has shown that he can work with Democrats as well as Republicans. How do you think, what is his role going to be in this 2013 legislature?
Well, I think he takes his role as governor more seriously, he does, than his partisan position as a Republican. He thinks, like I think we all should, what's best for the state of Nevada. He will play an important role because he's demonstrated, whether it be extending the sunsets one more time in order not to cut education or making the difficult decision to accept Medicaid and the expansion therein, that he wants to do what he thinks is right for Nevada. I think his role will be an important one. On the other hand, if the Democrats want too much without enough give on their part, there's always the threat of vetoes and our standing with him. We do have the super minorities in both the legislative houses that gives us a fair amount of leverage.
Right. You're the boss of the mean 15 again.
We're not going to be mean. This is a different area. We'll be nice, but we may be stingy with respect
to
taxes.
Okay, the lean 15.
All right.
Okay, Pat, we got to cut it right there. We'll be right back after this with our Power Pundit panel, so stay tuned.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The holiday season can be stressful. How do you balance all your regular bills with the added expense of the holidays? Dollar Loan Center is here to help you through the season. Get a signature loan up to $2,500 in minutes. No application fees, no prepayment penalties, no checking account required. In person at one of our 75 locations or get funded online at don'tbebroke.com.
Welcome to Toyotathon. It's the biggest sales event of the year. I'm Jan.
Hi, Jan. I heard Toyotathon was a pretty big deal.
Is 34 years of saving people money on dependable vehicles big?
Whoa.
So can I help you with anything?
I'm just asking a few of my friends what color car I should get.
Oh, how many friends?
Four. 1,076.
Oh, I'll be your friend.
4,077.
Lease a 2012 RAV4 for just $199 a month or get $1,500 customer cash. Or choose 0% APR for 60 months on a 2012 RAV4 or new 2013 Highlander. Toyotathon is on, the event you don't want to miss.
This Wednesday, this Thursday, it's free, free, free.
It's our 48-hour after Christmas sales event on bedrooms, living rooms, and dining rooms.
You'll finance your furniture interest-free until 2017.
And we'll deliver it tonight for free.
And get an instant discount equal to the sales tax.
It's free, free, free. Our 48-hour after Christmas sales event.
Special hours this Wednesday and Thursday will be open 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. 12 big hours at More Furniture for Less.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to the Pundit Panel. Today's Pundit Panel includes Sean McGinnis, attorney with Lewis and Rocha, and Robin Reedy, the principal of Our Politics. Robin, let me start with you, because not only are you the principal of Our Politics, but you were formerly the chief of staff for Governor Gibbons. And I was thinking about this driving in today. How do you, when you look back at Governor Gibbons, you know, he was dealt the toughest set of cards that any governor could be dealt with, and maybe if you could just respond to how you think he did.
I think, again, over time, as we look back on different administrations, I think we're going to recognize that from a policy point of view, especially when it came to the fiscal issues, that he was the right man for the right job at the time. I mean, I think politics and press clouded a lot of issues over his personal life, but he and Andrew Klinger were the first people to say that this is bad. Fiscally, we need to really tighten our belts, and everyone else was saying the sky was falling. So if we would have even done more, but what he did has made us survive till now.
Right, and he recognized maybe the depth of the recession more than the first and more than the Democrats.
Yeah, far, far beyond what anyone else was saying. So I think if we would have paid more attention to his policy and less attention to all the extraneous things going on, that we would be in an even better place.
Okay. Sean, former President George H.W. Bush, the oldest living president at 88, is in the hospital, intensive care. We hope and we pray that he comes out of it okay. But what are the memories that you have of President Bush during that time, besides playing baseball at Yale or being a Navy pilot?
Well, of course, I wasn't there at Yale with President Bush when he was playing. But
Did you go to Yale?
No. Oh. I actually went to Drake University, and that's one thing I was going to talk about. When I was in law school in 1988, the Iowa caucuses, and of course in Nevada, we're beginning to get that same type of presidential candidates coming through. But in 88, there was a big, you know, the caucus at the time. You had Bush running. You had Pat Robertson was in the mix. You had Pete DuPont on the Republican side, and then on the Democratic side, of course, Dukakis got the nomination, but Vice President Biden was a candidate back then. Gary Hart was running around. He was there and he came back. But I guess when I think back on that period of time, it's like there was a little bit more collegiality in Washington at the time, even with the candidates, which is something that I think is missing now. And you look back, I think, thinking back at Bush's legacy, I think the Americans with Disabilities Act will probably be one of the things that people point to a lot. And thinking about what Bush was able to accomplish.
Robin, what say you about former President Bush? There we have the Read My Lips, his
You know, I'd have to move on to his legacy of his children. You know, he had one who was governor of Florida, one who became president, and the policies that they put forth in both of their respective positions. I think that's probably his biggest legacy.
Good, good. And let me change the subject again, Sean. As you know, in Washington, D.C., we're all teetering on this fiscal cliff. Do you think we'll fall off?
Well, I guess it goes back to sort of what I was saying before. I mean, there's such a extremism in Washington right now, and it's almost like a bad 1950s car race movie, drag race movie, and both sides are going, and they're sort of like yelling at each other between the windows, and we could go over the cliff, and probably what will happen is 4 or 5 days will go by, and then people will calm down and figure out what do we need to do to fix this, and they'll do some retroactive changing of addressing the issue. I guess what kind of boggles my mind about the fiscal cliff is that we've had this issue for decades, and now it's just finally coming up to be the mother of all issues, and it seems like people aren't able to work with each other.
Yeah, well, you know, they don't work with each other. We still don't have a federal budget, do we, Robin?
No, and we haven't, and I don't see it happening anytime soon. I think we just need to push Congress off the fiscal cliff as well.
Okay, you know, there's not a lot of bipartisan cooperation in Washington, D.C. What about Carson City? Do you see bipartisanship maybe flowering there in 2013, especially with Governor Sandoval, somewhat of a moderate kind of running the show?
You know, I think the state of Nevada has been very lucky in that we do have a citizen legislature, and they do care about the state as a whole. Sometimes it does get more partisan than other times, but overall, we have policy and rules in place that forces them to take the issues and deal with them.
Okay, we got to cut it right there. I appreciate you both coming in today on such a cold and snowy morning. We'll be right back after these few words to wrap up this session of Nevada Newsmakers.
When you've been hurt in an accident and lying in a hospital bed, there's a term we've all heard, bedside manner. Now, we want the doctor, as you do your attorney, to be aggressive, knowledgeable, and able to fix what's wrong.
But you need to be treated with respect and compassion in the process. I'm attorney Chad Golightly. You need confidence knowing that your attorney will be there when you call, that guidance to the legal process will be made easy, and that you and your family's best interest will be put first.
Golightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
How do you define a buyer's market? That's how you define a buyer's market.
If you've been waiting to buy new furniture until after Christmas, you were absolutely right. For the next few days, you'll find some of the best prices of the year. Plus, we're offering a special discount equal to the amount of sales tax on everything in our showroom. These year-end savings are available on living room, dining, and bedroom, including special orders. Be sure to visit us soon. Our after Christmas sale will end soon.
And it's fine furniture.
Hi, I'm Matthew Hole, and on behalf of our third-generation family-owned dealership, I'd like to invite you to the Happy Honda Days sales event, going on now at Michael Hole Honda in Carson City. Right now, you can lease a 2012 Honda Civic LX Automatic for just $149 a month, or get 0% financing for 60 months. We're a Nevada company run by Nevadans. And now with the new freeway, it takes even less time to be part of the Michael Hole family, just 18 minutes from Reno. Michael Hole Honda in Carson City.
This weekend, picture this, a movie destination where the stars shine and the films are fantastic. From modern gems to classic movie moments, this will bring it home and make you smile, sun up to sundown. This weekend, it doesn't get any better than this.
Hey, thanks for watching. Now, next Monday on Nevada Newsmakers, we'll have Chris Baum. He's the executive director of the Reno Sparks Convention and Visitors Authority. We'll be talking about slogans and marketing, including the RSCVA's new slogan, Four Seasons, A Thousand Reasons. That's 1,000 reasons to visit Reno. You don't want to miss it on the next Nevada Newsmakers.